And joining us now is Washington head coach Chris Peterson, and we'll open it up for questions from the media.
Press star then the number one to ask your question. Star then the number one. Our first question is from Leo Haggerty with It Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Hello, how are you?
Another great day here in Tampa. Coach, watching the game film, and again, we don't get the coach's film, it looked like Cal gave you a lot of cover zero. Was that the case, and is that why Ross was targeted on deep routes?
Well, they're you know, like everybody, they're about stopping the run, and so it wasn't necessarily cover zero. It was quarters where they play their safeties low when it's run, and if it's pass, they try to get out there, and so they were dropping them down, fair amount, and that's kind of what they'd shown most of the year.
Coach, a non-football question. Today's election day, and in your program, almost everyone, players, coaches, and staff, are eligible. Did you encourage your people to vote?
Absolutely. And, in fact, not just today. We'd been talking about it for weeks and really what that means. We got the military appreciation game. And to me, this all just ties in. You know, our military is fighting for us to, you know, be able to vote and have free speech and all those things that all these other countries wish they had. And so, absolutely.
Coach, last question. Thank you for your time today. Your players aren't stupid. They don't need a poll to figure out who's going to go on to the playoffs. It's simply win and go on. Is it easier for you to sit with your team and say, hey, one at a time, if we keep winning, we go to the playoffs, than having to look at the scoreboard and look for help?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're not into that at all. And, our guys are – all about one at a time, and they completely understand the whole thing. You know, they hear, you know, all that noise out there. And so the good thing is we talk about it, and they know they don't need to pay attention to it. So if they just play well and can produce, you know, good things should happen for us.
Coach, good luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you, Leo.
Your next question is from Zach Helfand with LA Times.
Hey, Coach.
Hello.
I'm wondering, who would you say are your greatest coaching influences, and what were the biggest challenges you faced when you first got to Washington?
I've been very blessed to have some really awesome coaches in my path, and, that's why I'm here today. Not just the head coaches that I've worked for or played for, which first and foremost had a great influence on me, but really a lot of the assistants that I was with as well. And even to this day, my assistants have a tremendous influence on me that I learned from them as well. You know, I'm all about, you know, A-plus people, and we're always learning. And I one of the things that I always have tried to do in my life is surround myself with great people and try to learn from them. And so, you know, I don't mean to give such a generic answer, but it's really true in terms of, all the head coaches that I've worked for, played for sure, but so many of the assistants that I've worked for as well. So, and I forgot the second part of your question.
The second part was when you first got to Washington, what were the biggest challenges you faced, or what were the first priorities that you wanted to address?
Well, it's just about getting your system in. You know, there's not one thing. If it's any one thing, you can always fix that stuff quickly, but it's all about everything. You know, there's just no easy fix. When you come from the outside and they don't know your way, everything's a problem. Everything takes time to fix, from weights to academics to being a team to how you practice. So everything. And that's just the nature of it. That's why you can't just walk in and change it. I think there's certain programs that happens to, but I think there's some real specific reasons why. In general, you don't just walk in this league that's so competitive, that's so well coached, that has so many good players. You're not going to just walk in and, you know, roll balls out and say, okay, we all good here. It just doesn't happen like that. So it takes time.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Your next question is from Christian Capel with the News Tribune.
Hey, Chris, I know you touched on this a little bit already, but I'm just wondering, when you do talk to your players about the election and about voting, is the message as simple as, hey, just make sure you guys go out and vote, or do you also try to help them navigated in a little more detail than that?
A little more detail than that, you know, because it's not that simple. I mean, you know, I think this is such an interesting election in so many different ways, you know. I don't want to get all political right here, but, you know, I think a lot of guys are frustrated with what's going on in the country, and then they see their choices, and, you know, I don't think they get super excited, a lot of them. But that's not the point. You know, the point is you do have a choice, and you need to make your voice heard, and it all matters. You know, it's just like everything in our program. Everything matters, and you do matter. And so, yeah, we do talk about that stuff, and not just today.
Thanks.
Okay.
Again, to ask a question, star then the number one. Our next question is from Kirk Crackthorpe with the Salt Lake Tribune.
Chris, as you look through USC's body of work, what are they doing better now than they did in September?
That's a good question. What I think they're doing is they're playing as a team way better. I mean, I think they've settled in, and they understand what their coaches want them to do in terms of all the execution that's going on. And so, you know, you got to earn things. Anytime you got to earn stuff against somebody, you know, they're not going to give you anything easy. You know that they really understand what they're trying to do. And so, you know, a lot of times this is work in progress, and I think the really good teams improve as the year goes on, and that's certainly one of these teams. You know, they're getting it. They play completely different than they did early in the season. You know, I think the quarterback's different, and he's made a difference for them for sure. So they have a lot of confidence in him and their offense and their defense. Like I said, I mean, I think they really understand, like, you know, what they're covering, how they match coverage and all those type of things. They don't give you anything easy, and you got to earn it on them.
Thank you.
You got it.
Your next question is from Yogi Roth with the Pac-12 Network.
Coach, regarding Sam and his ability to kind of, you know, double clutch and all of a sudden make a move, and you think he's running, but he throws it, you know, similar to sometimes with Jake. What do you tell your back end? Is it just stay home, stay disciplined, stay with the guys?
Oh yeah, you got to cover, because if you don't, he's going to throw a touchdown, and then the rest of the guys got to pursue. You know, scrambling quarterbacks are always a problem. They always are a problem. You know, you work all day long on coverage and scheme and all that, and there the guy goes, and, you know, get some free easy yards by running up the field, and so you got to cover, and then everybody else has to pursue. It's, you know, it's hard.
Excellent. And then my last one, what do you expect from the stadium, you know, from the fan base? It seems like they've been raucous the last couple times.
Yeah, I'm excited to see this. I really am. You know, this place has been really impressive this year, and, you know, you got a really good opponent coming in like USC, and they'll be excited. They're always excited for that, and so I'm anxious. I'm excited to see this place. You know, I always say when it's filled up and at capacity, it truly is the greatest setting in college football.
Awesome. Thanks. Good luck.
All right, Yogi. Thank you.
You got it.
Coach, that's all the time we have for you this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Okay. Thank you. Bye now.